VOA News, I'm Steve Karish. A suicide attack in Libya targeted the country's foreign ministry in Tripoli on Tuesday, killing at least three. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Indonesian disaster management officials say the death toll from a Saturday's tsunami that struck parts of the west coast of Java now stands at 429 people. More than 1,400 were injured after the wave struck, destroying more than 1,000 buildings. Simon Boxall, a principal teaching fellow at the University of Southampton's National Oceanography Center, says the international community needs to do more.
To provide medical supplies, to provide shelter and so on, because of course these tsunamis don't just cause loss of life, they cause loss of habitat, they cause loss of houses, people are effectively stranded in the open.
Authorities say more than 120 people are still missing in the coastal areas. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government has moved no closer to a resolution, with President Donald Trump asserting that Democrats must end the standoff, while the Democratic leaders in Congress blame Trump for, quote, plunging the country into chaos. Chuck Schumer is the Senate Minority Leader.
The Trump administration has barely even spent any of the border security money from last year. So the Trump shutdown isn't over border security. It's because President Trump is demanding billions of dollars for an expensive, ineffective wall that the majority of Americans don't support.
The two sides traded their accusations ahead of Christmas, the fourth day in which parts of the government are closed, because Congress and Trump have not been able to agree on spending legislation. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Shares on Japan's key stock exchange plummeted Tuesday, highlighting investor fears about political turmoil in Washington and this month's massive losses on Wall Street. The Nikkei lost 1,000 points, 5% of its value. President Donald Trump is blaming the Federal Reserve. However, many analysts say that his rhetoric is partially to blame for Wall Street's recent decline. The Associated Press's Shelley Adler reports.
After President Trump took to Twitter Monday and said, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed," stocks which had already been down intensified their fall. Mark Hamrick is the senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com.
It's one thing to have a disagreement with the Fed chair. Another to raise the issue of firing him, which is apparently not even a possibility from a legal standpoint.
Markets are facing their worst month in a decade over fears about a U.S. trade war with China, a slowing global economy, and chaos in the Trump White House. Shelley Adler, Washington.
In his Christmas message to the city and to the world, Pope Francis said that his wish for the year was fraternity among individuals of every nation and culture and for a return to the traditional meaning of Christmas. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
A member of the Pope's choir sang at the start of Christmas Eve Mass before Francis unveiled a statue of baby Jesus. Francis wore a white robe for the late night mass. The 82-year-old pontiff addressed the thousands who were gathered inside the basilica. He said that in our day, for many people, life's meaning is found in possessing, in having an excess in material objects. Pope Francis added, "An insatiable greed marks all human history, even today, when paradoxically a few dine luxuriantly while all too many go without the daily bread needed to survive." He urged the faithful to reflect on the real meaning of life.
Sabina Castelfranco in Rome. Clashes erupt as Sudanese protesters march on the presidential palace. Video clips posted online show police in Sudan using tear gas and firing into the air to disperse thousands of protesters attempting to march on the presidential palace to demand that Omar Bashir, Sudan's president of 29 years, step down. A hijacker with a knife drove a bus into pedestrians Tuesday in southeastern China before being captured, killing at least five. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of